Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I am the supervisor that's on duty. May I have your first and your last name, please?
Erin Lavery.
And what's your zip code, please?
94131.
Okay, thank you. Hold on for just a moment. Let me get an account for that, please. Okay, and verify your shipping address.
Post Office Box 31941, San Francisco 94131.
Okay, thank you. And how may I help you?
I never agreed to these, obviously, these terms in small writing somewhere. I'm beyond words that I have been being charged $50 a month for the last 3 months for what? Some little freaking camera that I haven't even taken out of the box? I want my money back. All of it. She just told me this month she was going to return. Now I am surprised to find out that I have been being charged since October.
Okay, so when you ordered the spy cam back the 19th of October, you did pay the shipping cost. That was $7.45. The company does also have terms conditions that does inform customers that within 4 days, they will get a charge of $49.97 to that membership to the online gadget store, which gives out the $125 gift card voucher to where you can purchase items that's in the discount shopping store. Now, with no one calling in to cancel, that membership does reoccur. That agent did refund the most recent month. That's for the 27th of January, and that's the most that we're able to issue on this account due to our terms conditions.
You know, usually I'm very good at picking up on this stuff and reading the small writing, but I don't recall seeing any small writing. Honestly, that little thing is ridiculous. I have it still in the box. I can give it back to you. I am not interested in this offer. And I'm demanding my money back. Otherwise, you're going to hear from my lawyer.
Okay, so on the next charge that you have, I still won't be able to refund this whole entire account. But the most recent charge that you have for November the 23rd, I can do a 50% refund on that one.
I'm sorry, you can do a percentage of the return?
50%.
No, I want 100%. And the charges are since October, I think she said. So that's October, November, December, January. That's 4 months.
We don't do the whole amount. So you already been refunded for November. I can do November the 23rd.
I know you can do the whole amount. The last young lady just told me that she could do the whole amount for January. So why can't you do the rest of the, or at least 100% of the last 4 months?
Okay, please listen to what I stated. What I stated was that I cannot refund all these charges that's on this account, but you did get a full refund for the month of December. I can do a full refund for the month of November, but I cannot refund all these charges.
Okay, so you tell me I got 100% of January, 100% of December, and now you're saying 50% of November of October? I'm sorry, can you repeat that again? How much are you refunding me?
For a refund for the month of January, which that agent refunded that one to you.
Uh-huh.
I can do the 4 months for the one that's in December, and then the one that's for November, I can do a 50% refund on that one, which would still leave you with a partial refund for November and a full refund for October.
Okay, so in total, how much have I given you?
So in all, you paid $49.97 four times. So let's see. So that was $199.88 because you paid it four times.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to get two of them in four for $49.97. So that would be $99.94 plus the 50% on the other one. So let's see, $99.94. And then the other one is the 50%. That's $49.97 with a 50%. I think it's 24 something. That's $24.98.
So the total I'm paying you is $24.98?
No, ma'am. I'm going to give you the total that you're paying us. You're paying the $49.97 for October, and then you're paying $24.98 for the half of the one that's for November. So you're paying us $74.95.
I feel like I'm doing the bargain thing now. How about you cut that in half and I'll be happy?
This is what I'm going to do for you. You already, the agent did the 2 months. That's October. For December and November, I'll do the 4 refund for that one. You only have to pay the one that's for October.
Okay, so in total, I'm paying you $49 and I'm getting $150 back.
Right. Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Hold on for just a moment. Let me process it while you're on the phone with me. It'll take 3 to 5 business days as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for holding for me. So the count is canceled. You're getting 3-4 refunds. That's for January, December, November. And then that's just going to leave you off paying the one that was already paid for in October. The 3 that we're refunding today, just give them 3 to 5 business days and they will be credited back into your account. And if you didn't get a cancellation number, I do have one for you.
Okay, and is there a name and number that I could get from you in case something goes wrong?
Okay, I can give you my name. My name is Tiffany. My last name, I can spell it out for you.
Uh-huh.
That's L-A
mm-hmm.
P-R
mm-hmm.
A
okay.
D-S and David, E-S and Edward.
David Edward.
Okay, and no one here has a direct line, so if you have any problems, just call that number. And if you need to speak with me, just say, hey, let me speak to Tiffany LaPrade, the supervisor. They'll send you over to me.
All right, thank you. And the cancellation number?
And that cancellation number, let me get that. Let me pull that back up for you so I can give you the correct one. Okay, it's going to be C258. 823-467.
Okay, can you repeat that back for me, please?
I sure can. That's going to be
C-25,
C as in Charlie.
Okay, Charlie.
And then 258
okay.
823
okay.
467.
Great. Thank you, Tiffany.
Yes, ma'am, and you are more than welcome. And thank you again for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.